Flaming Network, an online network aimed at setting men on fire through the media sphere.
Hands wherever you are, wave your hands to Him. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Can you let words of adoration come from you to Him? We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, Jesus. Just worship Him. Sing your own song to the Lord. Yebokosi amala asdelebokori anara. Yekala mondorobokali amashala bakosi amaterebo. Leke solo mondaraba ye. Yekasala mandalaba. Yeri mokodi amale teke bolo morakatasiya. Ye teke bolo mokari amasanabara. Minister to the Lord this morning, wherever you are, or this afternoon. Yashale Mondolo. Generation after generation, the Brazilian. Lift up your hands, everybody, and sing.
I ask the Lord, what name be you? And He said, yeah.
Just bless His name. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus this afternoon. Before we take our seats, let's appreciate one more time a very wonderful man of God, Pastor Daniel Olawande, someone I love so much. Hallelujah. As busy as last night was and early hours of this morning, he still found a way to come to my room very early. And I said, this man, go and rest. We salute you, sir. Thank God for the fire that is in you and for the grace that is on you. And again, we honor Daddy Gio. What an inheritance we have in the body of Christ in Nigeria. I am happy that we are not reading about him in books. We are seeing it. That is one man raised by God, being mightily used of God. And I celebrate every leader in YMR and everybody who has been part of this meeting, one way or the other, the choir, the technical, everybody. Are we set this morning or this afternoon? We're going to read one scripture standing, and then I will ask us to sit down. Luke 1:80. How many people were blessed last night? I'm sure so many of you had encounters last night. Now, so the child grew and became strong in what? I need us to be alive this afternoon. Became strong in what? and was in desert till the day of his manifestation to Israel. He grew in the spirit. He was in the wilderness till the day of his manifestation to Israel. We want to look at something very deep within a few minutes this morning. So that means everyone called of God, there is a day of your manifestation. That's why Romans 8, 19 says, or if you start from 17 down to 19, the earnest expectation. Maybe this morning I should title it, Before You Manifest. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing or the manifestation of the sons of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the Bible talks about creation waiting. They are groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. But here is the point. The sons of God, we have to go through certain things before they manifest. So there is a waiting period. There is a wilderness period. Then there is the manifestation period. And there are things to do at each phase of your life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Why growing in the spirit? You can have your seat. God bless you. Thank you. When I stepped out yesterday, last night, I didn't see the clock. So I would depend on somebody when my time remains 5 minutes to remind me. So I can step down again. Hallelujah. It feels better being close to the people. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lift up your right hand. Say, I receive all that the Father has for me this morning. Hallelujah. There will always come a time that the light of heaven will shine on you. Listen to me, brethren. It is not by power. It is not by might. Ministers that you hear of, people transforming nations, it's a combination of the anointing and divine timing. I will say something about how to evolve and begin to walk in the glory of God. But look at that scripture again. There is a time of manifestation. But then there is a time of being in the wilderness. The first thing, before we dive into something deep that I want to share with the house this afternoon, is that the Lord does not exactly say it will take you 7 years to manifest. God does not say it will take you 10 years to manifest. This is what God does. If you read Galatians 4, you will understand. God does not exactly quote a certain time. When will you start touching the nations of the earth? When will the dreams and the visions given to you by God begin to manifest? God will not say in 2025 or in 2026. Everybody pay attention. See, I can lead you in the move of the Spirit, but it won't benefit you if I don't explain certain things about the patterns of heaven to you. Did you get that? Hallelujah. So here is what God will say. In the nature of God, He sets certain things that you should know or you should do. You will determine how soon you learn or do those things. But except you do them, you will not manifest. Did you hear that? In Deuteronomy chapter 8, He said he took you through wilderness. He fed you with manna, that he might let you know that man shall not live by bread alone. The purpose of passing through the wilderness, men and brethren, sadly, it took them 40 years to learn one lesson, that man does not live by bread alone. If they learned it in 1 year, they would have entered promised land in 1 year. Are you getting the picture now? If you read Daniel chapter 4, Daniel began to speak to Nebuchadnezzar. He said, you shall become an animal until you realize that the Most High reigns upon the affairs of men. In other words, your days in the University of Zoology will be as long as it takes you to recognize that you are not in charge. One of the questions from heaven this morning, what has the Lord been trying to get you to understand? Your manifestation, days of glory, they depend on how soon you learn that lesson. You know, when we keep stumbling over the same thing, he is the ancient of days, he's not going anywhere. You are the one that time is not on your side. I have a witness in my spirit I just spoke now. The Lord might have told some people to go on a personal retreat. You see, anytime you delay, you are not delaying God per se. You are delaying yourself. And I ask the Lord, Lord, help me to go the directions you want me to go this morning. Remember where we stopped yesterday. And as you realize certain things in God, your depth keeps going deeper and your heights higher. The Lord will not let you rise beyond the depth of your foundation. Otherwise, you topple over. So that is why those who command things in the spirit, they are those who know certain things. For they that know their God shall be strong. There is something they know about their God that others don't know. Are you getting me? How deep is this? Abraham. Genesis 18. Let's read. Genesis 18. Periodically, I will check my time because I don't want to overuse time. Blessed are those who keep to time, for they shall be invited again. You have not read that in your Bible. Check it, it's there. Hallelujah. The Lord appeared to Abraham. Go to verse 17. Let's start from 17. Hallelujah. Something is happening. And we're talking about the seventh spirit of God in the world. That's what I want to end. But I want to start this way. And the Lord said, hi. Lift up your right hand, everybody. This will be your experience. Did you hear when Pastor Daniel said something yesterday? That Lord, when you want to do something in Nigeria, do not do it without me. Now, God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. But because Abraham had a cousin there, I am imagining what will begin to happen to you after this conference. God stopped by in Abraham's house. He was going as if he didn't want to tell Abraham, but he stopped. He said, shall I hide? Oh God. Shall I hide? Pastor Larry, this is when the widow's son died and Gehazi went to lay the rod and it didn't work. And the widow came to the mountain and held Elisha's leg. And the servant wanted to throw her away. Elisha said, leave her. He said, the Lord killed her son and hid it from me. Elisha was saying that as God started doing something without involving us. He said, you mean this woman's son died? And God didn't deem me fit to tell me. There are levels of work with God. One of the days that a man called by Rejoiner was taken to heaven, he saw Bob Jones and he was about to say what happened. And I was saying, keep quiet. You had a visitation last night. He said, as I wanted to pray this morning, I saw, or in the night, he said, I saw that the whole heaven stood up. And he said, the last time that happened was when the Son of God crossed to come and visit somebody on earth. He said, so I was about to have my devotion. I saw that Jesus just crossed over and I didn't know who he visited. So it must be you. And the guy said, I had a 5-hour encounter with Jesus. In other words, when Jesus is going to visit some people, he will first of all inform some people. So this was what happened there. So the Lord said, shall I hide my plan from Abraham? Then he gave the reason. He said, Abraham shall surely become great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Look at the next verse. For I am known him in order that he may command. Some translation says, I know him. He is going to command his entire family to follow the Lord. In other words, I trust this guy that generations after him will still be serving him. On that ground, I can tell him anything I'm about to do. Debts. But there's something I'm giving to share this morning with you briefly. In the midst of what is going on there, the mighty atmosphere is very strong here. But every time I prayed about this meeting, I kept coming up with instruction. The Lord is sending me to instruct rather than to preach with, just to instruct. Because when it is over, those instructions will guide you. One of it, I started yesterday about 4 encounters. Today I want to talk about the spirit upon and the spirit within. You know, in 1 John 2, the Bible talks about the anointing that is in you will not allow you to be deceived by any man. There is what is called the anointing. Once you are born again, you have received an anointing. That is what is responsible for intimacy with Jesus. But church, young ministers, this is something broad. I will not focus too much on that, except to say, if there is anything we should pay attention to in these last days, pay attention to the anointing within. Then there is the anointing upon. You have read Isaiah 61 before. Give us. The spirit of the Lord God is upon me. This is part of the reason why you are here. He has anointed me to preach. Now, according to scholars or men of God, there are 7 streams of the anointing. When the anointing is operating, oh, Callisto, the same anointing that it takes to teach is the same anointing that it takes to heal. But when the anointing comes on you, it takes the shape of your spiritual calling. So the anointing that enables some people to prophetically speak to a nation is the same anointing that enables some people to do crusade and evangelism. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because when it comes in one of these 7 strings. But then, it is possible for your walk with God to reach a point where instead of 1 stream, 7 streams can be in one man. That's what the Bible says. Upon one stone, I will put seven eyes. And the Bible said the seven eyes are the seven spirits of God. But that is at the highest level of the school of the spirits. But at the beginning, so the seven assignments are almost listed in Isaiah 61. The Spirit of Lord God is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, opening of the prison door to them that are bound, to appoint those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, oil of gladness for mourning, garment of praise, instead of spirit of heaviness. Now, when the anointing is operating, it is, number one, it can be for teaching. Number two, it can be for preaching. Number three, it can be for deliverance. Number four, it can be for the prophetic. Number five, it can be for prosperity. Did you get what I just said now? Number six, it can be for judgment and then healing. It is the same anointing. I'm sensing either before I end or I'm preparing ground for some things. Maybe when Paul Daddy comes up later, there's going to be, Daddy has opened the gate yesterday. There's going to be an immersion. You know why the Lord is restricting me to teaching? When there are manifestations, but your word level is not deep, you will become a mystic. And occultism can start. Never seek for a manifestation that is deeper than your Bible study level. It will confuse you and get you in trouble. It is the beginning of all occultism. Beria salamandalabara likotoso selemandalaba radia bakuselemandalabara. I am not just explaining, the Lord is imparting. The Lord is touching. Those who already walk in this, the dimension will go higher. By a prophet, God brought Israel out of Egypt. By a prophet. Never joke with a man sent to you from God. I am sent. That's why I'm here. I see God stepping up. The manifestation of the Spirit in the lives of people. The unction level getting stronger. Casus getting higher. The dimension getting stronger. Getting higher. Your ability to see getting sharper. Getting stronger. Your sensitivity getting sharper. Getting stronger. The healing grace on you getting stronger. Getting stronger. The prophetic getting more accurate and more accurate. Somebody shout amen. Sit for a moment. We're almost through. These are the streams. They are enshrined, embedded in the what you call nine gifts of the Spirit. Number one, there is no scripture that says there are nine gifts. Only the nine gifts are listed in 2 Corinthians 12. But the Bible did not say these are all the nine. Lord, where am I going in? According to 1 Corinthians 12, you have a gift called word of wisdom, word of knowledge, gift of faith, discerning of spirit, workings of miracle, prophecy, tongues, and interpretation of tongues, and gift of healings. These are the nine gifts. It will amaze you, or you would have observed, as you have nine gifts, you also have nine fruits. The fruits, they have to do with the anointing within. I don't know why I'm not led. Anointing within will take a quiet teaching. Have you read? But that's not my direction. Have you read? When Jesus said, many will say to me on that day, we cast out devils in your name, and I will say, depart. Number one, the Lord did not deny the fact that they did it. Number two, they did not do it with occultic power. What has happened is this. The anointing was upon them, but they lost the anointing with them. And it's the reason for many of the terrible things you hear of people called of God, but the other side, the anointing with them. That is where the fear of God comes from. It does not come from anointing upon. That is where the fruit of the spirit, love, joy. You can be anointed and be wicked. If it's anointed, you might be anointed. You don't love people. You use them. Because what is operating in your life is anointing upon. The anointing within is dry. But there are nine and nine. But for the purpose of this retreat, we are looking more at the one upon. Because this is what, that was what they were told in that chapter 1. Wait until you are endowed with power. As at that time, remember, when Jesus resurrected, John 20 and 21, he stood before the disciples and he breathed on them. He said, receive the Holy Ghost. I believe the anointing within. But as they were praying in the upper room, something came upon them. Now, that is the one that is for service. Men and brethren, we need both. In a while, I believe this atmosphere will change. Be praying in the spirit on your seat as I minister. The weight of glory is real here. I don't think there's anybody here that is not sensing the presence of God all over this place since yesterday. You know, Jesus said, except they see sign, they will not believe. When I was in school, I lost my ID card and they began to toss me to and fro. My school ID. Go to Songo police station. I've heard it from UI. Go to this one, go to that one. When I go to the police station to get police report, the woman asked me, you need to say to us. I said, I'm a student, I don't have any money. She said, but you need to say to us. I said, but I don't do that. When I said, but I don't do that, my eyes were open. And I saw the name of our church written on her forehead. And I said, excuse me, ma, but you go to church, I go to so church. Her pen dropped. So are you a member of that church? I said, no, I have never been to that church before. So how did you know? I said, do you believe in the Holy Ghost? He said, bring your document, let me sign. Through the greatness of your power, so shall thy enemy. There are things we don't negotiate. You know, just like people do to many of us when you are preaching, the woman without the gifts was already arguing with Jesus in John chapter 4. You are a Christian, we are not a Christian. Our father worship on the mountain, you said Jerusalem. Jesus just understood that people like this, you don't argue. Bring forth the supernatural. He said, madam, let's leave argument. You have had five husbands. Imagine the next time you are doing evangelism. It's not a debate. It's a revelation. When I was in final year, one of us, during the time that the Muslims were fasting, the guy woke up in the morning, he was fasting, ready to take his sari early in the morning. And this brother was coming from the field, having had an encounter with Jesus. And he stopped by and he said, do you want to give your life to Christ? The kettle fell from his hand, the testimony, and he began to recite after the Lord's Prayer. This is the shocking thing. When they got to the final part, I said, Lord, come into your heart. The guy started speaking in tongues. God combined experiences in one. He was supposed to be born again and go for Holy Ghost baptism. God gave him the two one time. Do you know in these last days, this is what is needed? whether somebody is arguing with you on social media, instead of argument, enter their life by the light of the Spirit. I'm sharing. These gifts are not for decorations. Word of wisdom is a prophetic declaration or a revelation of what is to come. Word of knowledge is what has taken place. Because of time, I can't explain all of them. But you remember when Elisha said, about this time tomorrow, a measure of wheat shall be sown. I like asking, at what point do you get to, sir, like Samuel, that your words can never fall to the ground again? Even when you joke with people, there is an angel that must let that joke come to pass. Because it has become forbidden that anything you say, heaven should not honor. I don't actually have to finish any message. No. When you sense the Spirit wherever you are in the hall, open your heart. Something is happening. Release yourself to Him. Before I came here, I lost my voice because we have a series of VGD. But at least it has enabled me to still deliver the message. So you can notice the scratch in my voice. It was completely shut down before I came by faith. I just got to open it. I'll be now having back to back VGD every day. See the glory of the Lord in this place. Ramakodia Aselebo. Let take a bolima and alabara. Deke celebo. Remoko to seyama. I'm hearing teachers of the world, teachers of the world. Revelations that are uncommon. When you open your mouth to teach, people are transformed very rapidly. Susi balama nalabaya. Lede moroko to keleba. Books that are crossing boundaries and transforming lives. Musi amandalaba, ekele boto kolobo salabara, yele boro bose lebara base delebo. You are the air I breathe, oh Lord. You are the air I breathe, oh Lord. Everyone will be able to tell after this retreat that you have been with the Lord. Sulabarakatalabaya. Lift up your hands on your seat and just minister to the Lord. Leke sete kelebo. Ruboko siya andalaba kuria niburobo. Ele mokoto sete kebonobos. The Lord will help me explain this. Everybody look at me. Everybody look at me. If you are standing, you can stand. It's okay. I'm true. Just one more thing. In those seven streams, there are dimensions. But because of time, maybe about 10 minutes more, so I can't go deeply into it. But sufficient, I will just say this. If you take the prophetic alone, there is what is called the gifts of prophecy. It is one of the listed gifts in that 1 Corinthians 12. But there is what is called the word of prophecy. The Bible calls the word of God a more sure word of prophecy. There is what is called the office of a prophet. Balitos. That you operate the gift of prophecy does not automatically make you a prophet.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. It takes time to grow. Office of a prophet is one of the fivefold ministry. Listen to Ephesians chapter 4. It's different from the gift of prophecy. Ordinary gift of prophecy is for comfort, for exhortation, and edification. So in a meeting like this, you can be used to give a word to somebody. It does not make you a prophet. Now we have gift of prophecy, word of prophecy, office of a prophet. But there is a fourth dimension that is called the spirit of prophecy. One of the blessings of what God used Pastor Danny, this meeting, and what God used Danny to do yesterday, when he opened something, when it comes to the dimension of the spirit of prophecy, anybody can be carried. Even Saul, who was walking in disobedience, looking for David, he got to where Samuel was, and the spirit of prophecy was at work. He himself became a prophet momentarily, that he became naked. It is in this atmosphere that God helps those who have never heard him before can hear him for the first time this afternoon. Why? You are within the circumference of the spirit of prophecy. How deep is this? There are things you cannot put down by your personal prayer life. But when you are in the midst of the brethren, Liko Suze, Brush Nalabako say yes, they asked a cowboy one time. He said that for some reasons, I was watching an interview on TV. Some cows in America, in Texas, they are always afraid of crossing water. When there is a bridge, and you want them to cross the bridge, but there's water under the bridge, they have phobia for water, they will not cross. So they asked the guy, the cowboy, how do you still get them to cross? He said there is a simple way. If you are 1,000 cows together, it might just be about 30 that are afraid of crossing. He said, we take the ones that are excited to cross and the ones that are afraid to cross, we tie them together and beat them. They run. Those who want to go, drag others and they all cross. When the Bible said, do not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever, you can also be yoked with anointed. The Bible says, he that is joined to the Lord. And the Bible says, he that is joined to the Lord has become one spirit. In this kind of meeting, anything is possible. And guess what? Whatsoever you put down becomes yours forever. For the gifts of God are irrevocable. We are not going up the same. As I look towards this side now, I see fresh songs. All of a sudden, new singers are rising. Blekoto Selema. Songs that will bless nations. Songs that will bless nations. Songs that will bless nations. How many of you know the spirit of wisdom is moving across right now? You have not seen IT. Yaba. Whether medicine, whether law, there are those who will do profession by the Spirit. He has not only come to heal the sick, but also to give supernatural wisdom, supernatural understanding, supernatural manifestation, that wherever you stand, the glory of the Lord. So I announce to you, YML 2020, arise, shine, the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Oh, thank you, Jesus. They told me to keep quiet for 2 minutes and let him move. Over to you, Holy Spirit, and over to you, brethren. 2 minutes. Hallelujah. Glory of the Lord is here. I enter into the Holy of Holy. I enter. See the Lord taking people in. Lord, I worship him. Thank you.
For your name is
holy.
Your name is holy. Your name is Lord. For your name is holy, Lord.
Your name is holy.
Your name is holy.
Your name is Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let every sick person here place your hand anywhere you have infirmity. Solaba yaba shele boko to sileda remo koto sete. You are going to command it by yourself. I will just speak from here. There is enough anointing in the atmosphere that nobody needs to touch you. Whatever infirmity, we are in the presence of glory. I command every disease right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Leave the bodies right now and return no more. Be men. All right now in the name of Jesus. Both healing and deliverance are going on at the same time. Right now. Susete kebos. Borobosayama. Let every other name fade away.
Let every other name fade away. Jesus, take your place.
Let every other name fade away.
To you, there's only you.
Let every other name fade away.
Time says 2 minutes more, so I have to stop. Someone else will take it from this dimension to another dimension. I believe that the dimension will continue to increase till the end of the meeting. Regardless of who is ministering, they are all anointed of God. Pastor Daniel was led to invite everyone invited. So it will keep getting deeper and deeper. Something is happening. I'm going to leave you. Living at the altar with your father. I don't want to stop. Just let me release you and let the Spirit of God do what He's doing. I stop here. Continue.
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you have been instructed and inspired by the Spirit of God.
Don't forget to share and subscribe to get notifications for more messages and videos.
God bless you.